Harih Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So, Cetanopanayanam, Natya Shastra, Chapter 7, Ecstatic Emotional States, Bhava. So, page 40. Sorrow, shoka is caused by vibhava, such as death of the beloved one, loss of wealth, experience of sorrow due to anyone's murder or captivity, and the like. It is to be represented on the stage by anubhava, such as shedding tears, lamentation, bewailing, changing of color, loss of voice, looseness of limbs, falling on the ground, crying, deep breathing, paralysis, insanity, death, and the like. Weeping here is of three kinds: joy, affliction, and jealousy. Weeping in which the cheeks are blooming in joy, the body is horripilating, there are words of remembrance, and tears are not concealed, is called weeping of joy. Weeping in which there is a loud sound, copious shedding of tears, uneasiness of the body, want of steady movements and efforts, lamentation after falling on the ground and rolling on the earth, is called weeping due to affliction. Loud weeping of women in which the lips and the cheeks are throbbing and the head is shaking, the eyebrows and glances are moving in anger, is called weeping due to jealousy. Sorrow relates to women, persons of the inferior type, and it has its origins in affliction. With relation to it, persons of the superior and the middling types are distinguished by their patience, and those of the inferior type by their weeping. Right. So then if you're showing these great personalities like that, then you see is they don't, you know, like Yudhishthir, he's you know, it's very, very subtle. Any problems come there. Or Arjuna. You know, it's very, very subtle. But in others, then you'll see, like Duryodhana, he's getting very disturbed, very annoyed, like that. So it's just, that's just how you present it. Because, as we say, is that you have the, what was it, the two styles, the Lokika and the Dramatic. I forget what the Dramatic was called. But basically, you have it as more stylized, or you try to be more realism. But the element of the stylized, then things become very, you know, very exact, you know, what's what. It becomes very clear because they're set apart very nicely. Set. Make sense? Anger, krodha. Anger, krodha is caught by vibhavas such as insolence, abusive language, quarrel, altercation, opposition, and the like. It is to be represented on the stage by anubhavas such as swollen nose, upturned eyes, bitten lips, throbbing cheeks, and the like. Anger is of five kinds, namely, anger caused by enemies, superior persons, lovers, servants, and feigned anger. Enemies, superior persons, lovers, servants, and feigned. Once you show anger against control by the enemy with knitting of the eyebrows, fierce look, bitten lips, hands clasping each other, and with threatening arms, shoulder and chest. Once you show anger against control by superiors with slightly downcast eyes, wiping off slight perspiration, and not expressing any violent movement. Like you see, Duryodhana would do that a lot. When the sages would come in, he'd just look down. You know, draw with his toes on the ground, you know, stuff like that. Right, so that's why you can think, well, what's the big deal? But that's how he got, then Maitreya, I think, cursed him. Because he was just not looking. you know. And then when he said something, then he slapped his thigh, you know, that he's just not, he's not interested. Then he got cursed. And then he'd get the same curse. So he has the curse of Bhima that he's going to break the thigh, and of Maitreya that his thighs will be broken. One should show one's anger to the beloved woman by a very slight movement of the body, by shedding tears and knitting eyebrows, and with sidelong glances and throbbing lips. Anger to one's sir should be represented on the stage by means of threat, rebuke, dilated eyes, and by casting angry looks of various kinds. Anger which is shown with a view to the realization of an ulterior motive, and which mostly betrays marks of effort, is called feigned anger, and it moves between two sentiments. Right? You know, because you're not putting in the full effort. Right? So that means it's feigned, you know.
So Maharaj, according to the to this description, everything has a meaning. Mm. This is for the drama, but in real life it is the same.
Yes, yes.
Thing.
Means the drama is depicting real life. Yes. It's just done in a way that has a bit stylized so that you drop off all the extras so you get that really nice pure emotions and movements and everything. So what's talking here are the standard ways of dealing. Like you'll see, you know, like in children and all that, depending on what they are, they'll tend to do these more.
Yes.
Adults
yes.
Start to change that. Because the commonality between children is all the same. Then they learn the local thing and this and that, and then don't know those things. Like I was mentioning that, you know, all the hand signs and you know, all the gestures that you make in India when they people interact and call, because a lot of it's with gesture. You can even, I don't know if you've ever had, you can have a full conversation with somebody greeting on the road and not say anything.
Yes.
You know, like that. So I noticed when I was not in my, it was in the West, and there were little kids, I could use those gestures and they understood what you're talking about. But you use them on adults, they have no idea what you're talking about. Like that. And it didn't matter where I was, the kids understood it. So it's just, you know, so there's a natural order to things because it's Krishna's creation. Then we can develop into something else. I mean, the point is you can start in civilized, you know, even if you say the children are born Shudra, that's at least within civilized human beings. Then you can cultivate and develop outside of that in any of so many other, you know, tribal aspects. Because we have to remember, within the Anamoy, within the tribal, then there's also unsophisticated and sophisticated. Right? So that was always the thing. The sophisticated tribals in Europe, when they go out on their little ships and go to some foreign land where there'd be unsophisticated tribals, they feel they're superior and everything like that and establish their, you know, their dominion. Like that. But the point is they're still the same. So unless you see how it all works together, then it's just, you know, because they were going out for their own purpose. You know? Does that make sense? Yeah.
And without developing the character, we stay the same level.
Yes, we stay like that. But in devotional service, then the heart can be purified, you can developing that, and it might be, if the character is really, really undeveloped, it might be lagging behind a little bit, but eventually it'll catch up. So that's why you see is that sometimes, that, you know, this earlier days, devotees are very enthusiastic, so devotionally they were very committed and very focused. And how much philosophy they knew, they could use it to, you know, great advantage to inform others and instruct them in spiritual knowledge and have effect.
Yes.
But the backgrounds are such that they weren't necessarily very cultured. And then with time, then it's, oh, we have to become cultured. But then they forget the main point, the primary. So this was, the secondary was lagging, but the primary was there. Mm-hmm. Prabhupada mentioned his disciples are pure devotees. Then you have to keep that all together. You can't lose the pure devotional aspect, the primary, to cultivate the secondary. Point is if you continue with the primary, that's what gives the secondary. Because if you look at it, why is it the same people that were behaving in an uncultured way are now worried about being cultured? Where did that come from? Because they weren't cultivating that before. They were cultivating devotional service. So it already shows that the whole process is by devotional service. Otherwise, now, but that was so, you can't behave like that. But why do you even say that? You didn't say that before. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's not someone different saying that. You know. So it's because devotional service purifies and one starts developing the qualities of the demigods. What one has to understand is that you develop the qualities of the demigods. You don't want to become a demigod.
Yes, yes.
Otherwise, if you look at the qualities too much of that sattva and that, that's where you can end up.
Yes, yes.
You know. So you have to keep the focus on the primary. Mm-hmm. And secondary will follow. You know. Does that make sense? You know, it's just like, I don't know if you've ever seen, it depends on the age, but it's like if they're, you sometimes see is that you see the cowherds, and there's a cow and a calf. One of them's tied, the other one's never tied.
Because
if you have the calf will go along.
Yes.
You know? Or when they get a little bigger, then like that, then they have the calf tied,
yes.
You know, and then the cow will come along.
Yes.
You don't have to tie both of them.
Yes.
So that's the whole thing, is if you have one, the other will come. If you have the primary, the secondary will follow. You know? It just maybe is, you know, off sniffing in this bush or that bush, and you know, and then running and catching up, you know. So that's that.
The difficulty is to maintain the focus on the primary.
That's why it was the, what was it? Now you're only getting the second one. Something then, apritihata.
Ahaituki
and apritihata. So it has to be it has to be steady. Like that. That's why nishta is called when it's steady. When that focus is steady. Which means it's, you know, predominant, 75%. But that's enough. That's quite prominent. You know. So, yeah. You know, it's just like, let's say you're eating something, you know, that you like, you know, and someone serving. So as long as your container is 75% full, you're okay. And then you eat and then bring it up there.
Yes.
You just, you know, it's okay. It doesn't have to be completely stuffed each time, you know.
You
know, you're, yeah, you're okay with that. Yeah, and feign, it moves between two sentiments, because it's not just on anger. It'll be anger and then go to the actual sentiment. Then the anger and then back to, you know, energy. Utsaha. Like I mentioned before, it seems that sometimes parents, child comes in the room, is doing something they shouldn't, they make the big eyes, and, you know, the whole thing like that. The child, you know, stops doing it. But at the same time, as the parents are, you know, with the kid, it's the anger. With the other parents, it's the, you know, it's the hasya. You know, so it's, yeah. Energy, utsaha, relates to persons of the superior type. It is caused by vibhava. So superior type means character.
Yes.
No, we're not talking about position. We're talking about character. See, much of the time, what happens is that we will put it into the external, and that's where your problems come up. But they're superior because of character, not because of other things. Like that. It is caused by vibhavas such as absence of sadness, power, patience, heroism, and the like. Doesn't mean absence of power, patience, it means. It probably should be power, patience, heroism, absence of sadness, and the like.
Yes, yes.
That would probably work better. Maybe reverse that. Otherwise you think, no sadness, no power, no patience, no hero, nothing. It's just Brahman. Yes. It is to be represented on the stage by anubhavas such as steadiness, munificence, boldness in an undertaking, and the like. Energy which has effort as its basis, and which grows out of alertness and such other qualities, should be represented on the stage by acts of vigilance and the like. Fear, bhaya. Fear, bhaya, relates to women and persons of the inferior type. It is caused by, because you see, is that the hero, then he's not afraid.
Yes.
And if everybody's not afraid, then, you know, how is it going to, you know, you know, like that, and that's it, you know, okay, that's all they do for the whole time, you know. Yeah. So you have to have someone like this. So the whole point is the fear in the women, that's what creates the relationship. Then that creates heroism in someone else.
Yes.
You know, someone has to step up and do it. So it creates relationship. But who's it about? It's about the woman. We'll make it, oh, no, that's the hero. No, it's about the woman. Yeah, so. It is caused by vibhavas, such as, so here what we mean, again, a inferior type means the emotions are shown more. Well, superior means they're shown less. So that means if you say that, then the superior, they'll all be more subtle, the showing of them. And in the inferior, they'll always be more obvious. Right? You know, unless it's in the conjugal, that's again subtle. Right? So, it is caused by vibhavas, such as acts offending one's superiors. And the king, roaming in a forest, seeing an elephant and a snake, staying in an empty house, rebuke from one's superiors, a dark, rainy night, hearing the hooting of owls and the cries of animals that go out at night, and the like. It is to be represented on the stage by anubhavas, such as trembling hands and feet, palpitation of the heart, paralysis, dryness of the mouth, licking the lips, perspiration, tremor, apprehension of danger, seeking safety, running away, loud crying, and the like. Fear arises from an embarrassment due to offending one's superiors and the king, because you're not sure of the situation, you know. Seeing fearful objects and hearing awful things. It is to be represented with tremor of the limbs, panic, drying up of the mouth, hurried movement, widely opened eyes, and other such gestures and actions. Fear in men arising from terrifying objects should be represented on stage by actors with slackened limbs and suspended movement of the eyes. This fear should be represented on the stage with tremor of hands and feet and palpitation of the heart, paralysis, licking of the lips, drying of the mouth, loosened limbs, and sinking, vishana, body. Yeah, because sometimes you see is then they just sink down to their knees. Something, it depends upon what it is, yeah. Disgust, jugupsa, relates to women and persons of the inferior type. It is caused by vibhavas, such as hearing and seeing unpleasant things and the like. It is to be represented on the stage by anubhavas, such as contracting all the limbs, spitting, narrowing down of the mouth, heartache, and the like. Yeah, because then you get something, and you know, all the limbs come in, you know. Yeah. Astonishment. Right, because all these things are cause of interaction of rasa. Right, because there's a vibhava, then there's the anubhavas, and then from that there'll be the others, and the others then they have to relate within that what they would do, and then what would be the natural thing. You know, like you said, if there's fear, then there'd be that heroism, or you know, something else will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. So the whole idea is this is what keeps rasa moving, is all these different aspects. Because if you say, oh, no, how can you say this? Why is always this? Why is this this? Then the point is you get rid of all that, you get rid of rasa.
Yes.
So you've made everybody equal, but it's just like a bunch of rocks or something, you know, there's no rasa.
Yes.
Astonishment, vishmaya. Astonishment, vishmaya, is created by vibhavas such as illusion, magic, extraordinary feats of men, great excellence in painting, artwork, and the like. It is to be represented on the stage by anubhavas, such as wide opening of the eyes, looking without winking of the eyes, movement of the eyebrows, horripilation, moving of the head to and fro, the cry of well done, and the like. So you see here is that, here the opening of the eyes, then it's not restricted. Well, we saw in fear that there was no movement of the eyes. The eyes may be open, but you're just staring at the stuff. You won't move anywhere else. Someone can talk to you. You won't look away. But in astonishment or in anger, then there may be the widening of the eyes, but someone says we might look at them or might look away or different things, you know, or just like that. Verses 29-93, Vyabhichari Bhavas. Why are these called Vyabhichariha? It is said that V and Abhi are prefixes, and the root chara means to go, to move. Hence, the word Vyabhicharinaha means those that move in relation to sentiments towards different kinds of objects. Move in implies caring, right? So you have an object and it moves towards that. Something's there and then there's something that moves towards that. So some emotion is there, something is there, and some other thing comes moving in. So that's Vyabhichari, it's coming in. But as we saw before, it may be different from the one that's there. They'll have an opposition like that. And so the thing is that opposition, then at the same time it's from that opposition, then there's going to be something from there, then they start to blend, and then it's become, and it goes away. So that it's moving into something, that's the Vyabhichari. That there's a change, because when it comes in and it blends, it ends up in a changed state. That's called sanchari. So depending on whether you're talking about it's coming in or its effect on its changing, then you call it Vyabhichari or sanchari. Yes.
I think the changing aspect is Vyabhichari, because it's just chari is moving in.
No, but they both have chari in it.
Yeah, yeah. So sanchari is...
No, but he says moving in. So so there's movement to go. Chara means to go. So they both have. They both are moving. But the point is which, what are you talking about? It's coming in and when it comes, or when it's gone out and it's what is left? But the point is they both do. So depending on that, sometimes you see them mentioned as one, as sanchari bhava, sometimes as vyabhichari. Like that. But it's the same thing. It's just which aspect you're looking at. Move in implies caring. Move in or moving? Because it says to go, to move. It doesn't say move in. That would be, you know, like a relative or something. Moving implies caring. It is questioned, how do they carry? In answer, it is said, it is a popular convention to say, like this, just as the people say. The sun carries this nakshatra star or that day. It does not, however, mean that they are carried on arms or shoulders, but this is a popular belief. Just as the sun carries the star, so it is to be understood that the Vyabhichari Bhavas carry the sentiments. These are 33 in number. Right, so they carry a certain sentiment. And then, does that make sense? So they're both going to move and change. One's coming in, but when it comes in, it opposes. That's why they'll say Vyabhicharis oppose. And Sancharis change. It means after opposing, then naturally there's going to be a reconciliation. It will change the other one. Right? Does that make sense? Despondence, Nirveda. Despondency, Nirveda, is caused by Vibhavas such as reduced to poverty. Getting insulted, abusive language, anger, beating, loss of beloved persons, and the like. Right, so this despondency can come, you can see as before also, then what was that? Shoka, lamentation. So these can all move together. You know, or you see is that things work out for Yudhishthira, Duryodhana is despondent. Right, so they tend to be always opposing elements. Like that. Something different. Right? Okay. It is to be represented on stage by anubhavas such as weeping, sighing, deep breathing, deliberation, and the like. Okay. It is to be represented on the stage by anubhavas such as weeping, sighing, deep breathing, deliberation, and the like on the part of women and of persons of the inferior type. Despondency arises from loss of dear ones, poverty, disease, envy from seeing the prosperity of others. A despondent man has eyes bathed in tears, face and eyes, miserable due to heavy breathing, and lie. And lie is like?
Lying.
And lie like an ease, I think, is not lie. And lie like an yogi or girl. You have to remove ease. He sleeps like this.
He lies down like a yogi observed in meditation. Like that?
Yeah.
I mean, he's lying down. He's just completely absorbed. So if you go to him, he doesn't respond or anything like that. Because he's despondent. Okay. Weakness. Glani. Weakness. Glani proceed from vibhava, such as vomiting, purgation, sickness, penance, austerities, fasting, mental worry, too much drinking, sexual indulgence, too much exercise, walking a long way, hunger, thirst, sleeplessness, and the like. It is to be represented on the stage by anubhava, such as weak voice, lustrous eyes, pale face, slow gait, one of energy, thinness of the body, change of color, and the like. Apprehension, shanka. Apprehension, shanka, has doubt as its baseness. And it relates to women and persons of the inferior type. It is caused by vibhavas such as theft, giving offense to the king, and the like. It is to be represented on the stage by anubhavas such as constantly looking on, hesitating movement, avakuntana, dryness of the mouth, licking the lips, changing of facial color, tremor, dry lips, loss of voice, and the like. Apprehension in the fearful sentiment is due to robbery and the like, and in case of conjugal sentiment is due to deception on the part of the lover. Some authorities describe in this case a concealment of appearance which is to be characterized by adoption of clever tricks and gestures. So there might be apprehension, but it's concealed. Right, so you might see it when they're with their friends, but as soon as then the lover or someone representing them shows up, then it changes. Like that. You know, so that's the point in the dramas, because there's no because of the fourth wall, you can see, because the person will be on one side, because he can't be upstage or downstage. Right. There can't be, if the audience in the front, you can't have one in front of the audience and someone behind them, because the audience can't see, so they have to be side by side. So everything they do is always side by side. Does that make sense? So they never, you always have to be careful that you don't upstage somebody. Like someone starts to walk, you walk with them. They go up, you go up. Because otherwise, then they turn their back to the audience, you can't see. And so then, what's the point? So here is because they're side by side, they can look one way and you can see one sentiment, and they can look the other way towards the person and you can see the other. So the audience knows both. But the whole idea is the person that they're interacting with doesn't. It's not that the audience shouldn't know. You know what I'm saying? There's no rule the audience shouldn't know that they have apprehension. But in this case, then the lover may make some clever tricks and gestures like this. Apprehension is of two kinds, namely, that arising from one's own self and that arising from another person. That arising from one's own self is to be known from one's looks and efforts. A man with apprehension has a dark face, a thick and protruding tongue, slightly trembling limbs, and he constantly looks sideways, because you're always looking to see if something comes. You know, it's like birds when they eat. That's apprehension. Envy, asuya. Oh, anasuya, no envy. Envy, asuya, is caused by vibhavas such as various offenses, hatred, other people's wealth, good luck, intelligence, exuberance, or sportiveness, and the like. I think here it means other person's wealth, good luck, intelligence, exuberance, and sportiveness. This is the opposite of the other one. Learning and the like. It is to be expressed. It is to be represented on the stage by anubhava, such as distorted face, finding fault with others, decrying their virtues. Like as soon as something's good, you have to decry it, right? Not paying any heed to these. You know, you just don't care. You on purpose don't. Remaining with downcast face, knitting the eyebrows in disparagement, and abusing others in the assembly. Intoxication, mada. Intoxication. Mada is caused by drinking of liquor and similar other things. Intoxication is of three kinds, namely light, medium, and excessive. Or light, medium, and Russian. While intoxicated, some sing, some laugh, and some cry or use harsh words, while others sleep. Among these persons of the superior types, sleep. Right? Because if they get intoxicated, they just go to sleep. Those of the middling type laugh and sing, and those of the inferior type cry or use harsh words. You know, so if they're crying or get bad or becoming violent, that's the lower. And then the middling, then they become happy and this and that. And in goodness, then it's just, this is, you know, what's going on? They don't feel good, so they just go to sleep. So, okay. So that's the nature. Light intoxication is characterized by a smiling face, pleasant feeling, joyful body, slightly faltering words, delicately unsteady gait, and relates to persons of the superior type. Medium intoxication is characterized by drunken and rolling eyes, drooping arms or arms restlessly thrown about, and irregularly unsteady gait, and relates to persons of the middling type. Excessive intoxication is characterized by loss of memory and incapacity to walk due to vomiting, hiccup, and cough, and thick protruding tongue and spitting, and relates to persons of the inferior type. Hence, in the morning, they ask their friends, did we have fun last night? So they can't remember anything. Yes. Yeah, so those will go together. So the light, you know, smiling, pleasantly feeling, joyful, fading, faltering words, like that, and then they're going to go to sleep. There'll be a little bit of that, there'll be something a little bit, and then they'll go to sleep. Right? Rather than the middle ones, they'll laugh, joke, like that, but they can't walk around steady, and this and that, and they're, you know, they have problems. Then you have the ones that, you know, cry or get angry or destructive and that, and then it becomes very rough.
And they do sleep.
Huh?
They don't sleep so much.
It means the difference. Here's how you can tell the difference. The superior person will be sleeping in a bed, you know, or a proper place. The middling person is not so drunk, so they won't go to sleep. They just revel and all that. Then the inferior person, who's excessively drunk, he'll be sleeping, but it'll be in a ditch or on the side of the road, or, you know, someplace improper. Like that. So that's how you know.
Also, superior person, when he gets up, it's 5 in the morning. Middling person, it will be like 10, 12. It will be even.
Yes. by the afterwards.
Next day,
the next day, yeah. Weariness, shrama. Oh, shrama avi cable. So just become weary. Weariness, shrama, is caused by vibhava, such as walking a long way, exercise of limbs, and the like. It is to be represented on the stage by anubhava, such as gentle rubbing of the body, deep breathing, contraction of the mouth, belching, massaging of the limbs, very slow gait, contraction of the eyes, making sitkara, inarticulate sounds made to indicate pain, and the like. Indolence, alasya. Right, so these are all things that come up. Some situations happening, these come up because these come and go. Because any one of these, if now another one comes in, it will move. Right? So it won't stay. You know, you can be, let's say, he's very weary and that, and the prince says, oh, hey, we're going to do this. You want to come? And all this and that. And then they'll talk him into it, and then he'll be very excited. He'll completely forget. So there'll be all these changes. Right, so it's not like the sthayi bhava always remains, right? And so then the secondary rasas and these vyabhicharis, they're always changing. But in this, it just says that these things are there, these activities, and so then that's what causes them. like that. So that means that it's like a vibhava, but it's not exactly, because you don't necessarily have that relationship. If it's on that, then it will be more strong. And then it will take some prominence for a short time over this sthayi bhava. But these vyavicharis, then they'll be coming and going. Does that make sense? So it's like three levels of intensity. Insolence, alasya is caused by vibhavas such as nature, lethargy, sickness, satiety, pregnancy, and the like, and it relates to women and men of the inferior type. It is to be represented on the stage by anubhavas such as aversion to any kind of work, lying down, sitting, drowsiness, sleep, and the like. Depression. Dainya. Depression, dainya, is called depression, but Prabhupada generally quotes it, makes this as something else.
Mercy.
Dainya. That's mercy. That's what the other person is towards them, is that. So if someone like this and you show dainya, then they also...
Sorrow, compassion.
Sorrow, compassion. There's also the... something else. It just... where you don't feel very confident yourself, lacking confidence, or that there's some other insecurity. Yeah. So, in other words, they're like a little circle of they're all... I remember there was that one point where Rupa Goswami, after describing these, then he described some other ones and said, you don't have to describe these separately because they're all part of these. These 33 include all of them. And so from there, these move. They can move through kind of circle. They have different aspects. Is that remember that? Yeah? Depression, dainya, is caused by vibhavas such as poverty, mental agony, and the like. It is to be represented on the stage by anubhavas such as want of self-command, dullness of the body, absent-mindedness, giving up of cleansing the body, and the like. Anxiety.
Can you say it was the symptoms of Arjuna in the first chapter of Gita? He's supposed to be depressed.
There's that, but there was also the, you know, that he's been defeated, and so yeah. Because he's just giving and the like.
Yes.
So it just means these are the general, and then there'll be, you know, more. So this is giving general, and then you have to apply it to the particular actor, you know, the particular part, the actor, the scene, you know, where that's fitting in the plot, all that, then you decide what goes in. That's then what the director does. Right? Does that make sense? And, you know, so, okay. Anxiety, chinta. Anxiety, chinta is caused by vibhavas such as loss of wealth, theft of a favorite object, poverty, a heart full of expectation and the like. It is to be represented on the stage by deep breathing, sighing, agony, meditation, thinking with a downcast face, absent-mindedness, want of self-command, thinness of the body and the like. So chinta means that you're contemplating something very intently. But it seems to have, you know, it's kind of like, yeah. But the point is you're not so tuned into what's going on around you. You're thinking so much that you don't. Distraction, moha. Distraction, moha, is caused by vibhavas such as accidental injury, adversity, sickness, fear, agitation, remembering past enmity, and the like. It is to be represented on the stage by anubhavas such as want of movement, excessive movement of a particular limb, falling down, reeling, not seeing properly, suspension of the activity, and the like. Like you'd be just going along and then suddenly you stop, you know? You're doing something and you go over and then you just stop. So you can see is that they're... Yeah, or sometimes somebody's doing something and they're like that, and you know, they just get into this thing because they're thinking so much of something else that they just don't notice that they're... You know. So, yeah, so these are all just... So this is these are not just, this is something you learn from. These are actually the natural forms. And so if you put them together, that's what works. So that's why you see sometimes in a drama, if it's not put together properly, people will just say it's inappropriate. Why would they do that? You know, they should have done this. That would have been the natural reaction. Right? So it's not something that's forced. This is the laws of how emotions work and how they affect the body. You know, what are the vibhavas? What are the anubhavas? Like that. So it's a science. That's why it says the complete science of rasa, bhakti rasa.
But Maharaj, in the conditioned life, it's very easy to be under this type of.
Yes. No. These things are going on. Yeah. It means always. No. But the thing is, the spiritual and material, they both have these same forms. Just remember, it's the spiritual. It's the cause of devotional ecstasy, ananda. In the material world, it's a cause of all the anxiety and lamentation. Dukkhalaya ashashvatam, full of misery and temporary. Right. Because we have these two illusions. You know, the Vaikuntha Brahma and the Ananda Brahma, right? Because of the nature of the living entity. Vaikuntha Brahma, we're eternal. And so therefore everything in the material world is eternal and should be eternal. And when it's not, we become very disturbed. And Ananda Brahma is that everything you can get happiness from. You can be happy working with all these so-called eternal things and situations. And therefore, I think I will work. I will become happy, and that work will go on eternally because the situation will be eternal. And because of that, then they are suffering. Right? So that's because they're dealing with the same energies, but on the material platform. Right? Does that make sense? And yeah. Okay. Recollection, smriti. Recollection, smriti, is remembering every condition of happiness and misery. It is caused by vibhavas such as health, troubled night, disturbed sleep, seeing parallels, having an example, thinking, constant practice, and the like. It is to be represented on the stage by anubhavas such as nodding of the head, looking down, raising up the eyebrows, and the like. You know, it's like something go, you know, the eyebrows go up, you know things, you see things. You may go, this and that, you see the connection, or you remember something bad, here's a recollection. Contentment, dhriti. When one enjoys attained objects such as sweet sound, touch, taste, form, and smell, and is not sorry over their non-attainment, one is said to have contentment. So, what you have, you're satisfied with. You're enjoying it, you're happy with that. And those things that you haven't obtained, you're not disturbed. That's contentment. Contentment, dhriti, is caused by heroism, spiritual knowledge, learning, wealth, purity, good conduct, devotion to one's superiors, getting excessive amount of money, enjoying sports and the like. Yes. It is to be represented on the stage by anubhavas, such as enjoyment of objects gained, and not grumbling over objects unobtained. The past, absence of fear, sorrow, and sadness, and the like. Yeah, somehow or another way this is done, because there's no sorrow, there's no sadness. So there's an absence of fear, sorrow, and sadness. Just wondering how to do it. You have to see some way of punctuation. That's a nice thing in Sanskrit. You'll tell by the endings what connects. But in here you don't. Oh, you know what you can do. After the obtained the past, put a semicolon there. Then you know this is a separate, it's like a, another sentence connected to this one. So any place where you have that, you can do that.
Generally, we, in order to make sure we write absence of fear, absence of absence.
Yeah, you can. Or do it like what we mentioned there, or you put a dash and then put, you know. Yeah, you can say, or, yeah, obtain that fact, or absence of fear, sorrow, and sadness in the life. But sadness is one thing, and the life means all of them, so. Shame, vridha. Shame, vridha, has improper action as its basis. It is caused by vibhava, such as repentance, on account of transgressing words of superiors or disregarding them, non-fulfillment of vows and the like. It is to be represented on the stage by anubhava, such as covered face, thinking with downcast face, drawing lines on the ground, touching clothes and rings, and biting the nails and the like. Inconsistency. Chapalata. Does that make sense? You know, it's like they, like you see, they play with the rings and like that. And they, you know, it's just they're doing these things that playing with their claw. It's just something that it, they're not paying attention. So you see, it has a similarity of the distraction and all that. But you know, it causes the feeling of shame. Well, the other one is just you're distracted. In other words, the things distract you, so you're tasting distraction. Here you're distracted, but it's got the shame. Inconsistency. Chapalata. Inconsistency, chapalata, is caused by vibhava, such as love, hatred, malice, impatience, jealousy, opposition, and the like. It is to be represented on the stage by anubhava, such as harsh words, rebuke, beating, killing, taking prisoner, goading, and the like. There must be more to this. I would have a tendency as how it's put in here, but look also back into what Prabhupada puts, or what the acharyas put. And you can even put them all in the bracket or something. Okay. You know, so you know all the range. Because there's a range here. And so, depending upon what you're bringing out, like we said, Sanchari Vibhava, Vyavichari, you're bringing out some different aspects. So sometimes they're bringing out different aspects. And so then you can see how they would work. Does that make sense? Make it a little bit more clear. When a man does anything like killing or beating anyone without any forethought, it is said to be inconstant because he is not being definite in his action. Right, so there's something else. It's not that he's focused and is doing something. It's just it comes up and it's emotion and he just reacts. So that's lack of constancy. It's not stable.
No preparation.
Yes. But it's not like anger or this or that. It's just that these things come up and they're just moving. There's no steadiness. Joy, harsha. Joy, harsha, is caused by vibhava, such as attainment of a desired object, union with a beloved person, mental satisfaction, favor of gods, preceptor, king, and husband or master. Okay, so that's where you put in here the semicolon, like that, because then you know favor of gods, preceptor, king, and husband or master is all one thing. Then you put another semicolon after that, then receiving good food, clothing, money, and enjoying them. Receiving good food, clothing, and money, and enjoying them. That's another one. Then you can some and there's another. You see that also in the BBT uses that. Sometimes when they're giving long lists, they'll put them when they're in groups. They'll put semicolons. Okay. It is to be represented on the stage. Okay, receiving good food, money, and good food, clothing, money, and enjoying them. Otherwise, if you get good food, there's joy, but I tell you, but it's a codicil, you can't eat it today, then it's not joy. Because you're able to enjoy them also. Right? It is to be represented on the stage by means of anubhava, such as brightness of the face and eyes, using sweet words, embracing, horripilation, tears, perspiration, and the like. agitation of ega is caused by vibhavas such as portents, wind or rains, outbreak of fire, running about of elephants, right? That's definitely going to be disturbing. Hearing very good or very bad news, stroke of calamity, and the like. In this connection, portents, including a stroke of lightning and falling of meteors or shooting stars, eclipse of the sun and moon, and appearance of cornels. You know what a cornel is? Because you have, like in America, you have Cornell University, so must not be auspicious. So. What's a cornel? See, because like in the West, like a meteor is considered auspicious, but they're actually not. You know, if you're watching the sky, sitting in this, say, oh, isn't that nice? You know, they all look like that. You know, but no, it's inauspicious.
They're inauspicious, but when you see it, it's even more inauspicious for you.
Oh, I see. I mean, general just means that there's going to be in general, but when you see it, then
it's for you specifically.
Oh, okay.
When you see meteors falling.
Here they mean the cornels. It's the different combination of the stars, I guess, because cornel is just the combination.
Oh, okay. So then, because the astrological, so then...
Yeah, so
yeah, the different astrological, astronomical combinations.
Yeah,
the constellation. Yeah, this, yeah, okay. It is to be represented on the stage by looseness of all the limbs, distraction of the mind, loss of facial color, surprise, and the like. Stupor, jarata. A man is called stupid when due to senselessness he cannot distinguish between good and evil, as well as happiness and misery, and remains silent and dependent on others. Stupor, jarata, is caused by vibhavas such as cessation of all activities, hearing of a much desired thing or a very harmful thing, sickness and the like. It is to be represented on the stage by anubhavas such as not uttering any word, speaking indistinctly, remaining absolutely silent, looking with a steadfast gaze, dependence on others and the like. Right, so, yeah, you see many of these that they can easily move into each other like that. So that's the thing, is they're all different, but one's prominent at the time. Because he was looking in one place, and that, but that's also some of the other ones caused that. You know, so then from that, you can just go into a stupor. Okay. Arrogance, garva, is caused by vibhavas such as kingship, noble birth, personal beauty, youth, learning, power, attainment of wealth, and the like. On the like? That would be interesting. On means you have, but you're on top of that. So, and just as another thing, but on means that it's yours. You know? He has his car, on house, on like that. It is to be represented on the stage by anubhavas such as contempt for others, harassing people, not giving reply to questions, not just thinking of something. He used to be that one devotee. You'd ask him something, and if he was, you know, in this movie, it just, you'd just get a, you know, just a flick or a switch or a poof. You know, kind of like that. Not greeting others. Looking to shoulders. Flurry. Contemptuous laughter. Harsh words. Transgressing command of the superiors. Rebuking and the like. You know, so it can give all kinds of problems, this arrogance. Despair, vishada, is caused by vibhavas such as non-fulfillment of the work undertaken, natural calamity, and the like. It is to be represented, on the part of persons of the superior and the middling types by anubhavas, such as looking for allies, thinking about means, locking, loss of energy. So I thought, thinking about means. Why would you think of means? Thinking about means, loss of energy, absent-mindedness, deep breathing, I guess, and the like, no? And on the part of persons of the inferior type is to be represented by running about aimlessly, looking down, drying up of the mouth, licking the corner of the mouth, sleep, deep breathing, meditation, and the like. Impatience, is created by vibhavas, such as separation from beloved persons, remembering them, sight of a garden, and the like. Sight of a garden? Doesn't make sense? No? Okay, here, okay. Vibhava, such separation from beloved persons, remembering them. Sight of a garden.
Activities.
That could also, yeah. The point is, beloved persons, do you move around in the garden? Is a garden a good place to hang out with beloved persons? No? Not something you would do?
Can't be.
Just I'm saying. So it's just, these are just ways it can come up. So separation, you're just feeling directly from them, remembering them, remember the person, and then you get the same patience because you want to meet the sight of the of a garden, because in that garden or some garden, then you have spent time with them and all that. You know, let's say you had a friend and you'd always go walking in the garden and talking and sitting and everything like that, and that was, you know, you really appreciate it. So you're going along, then you see a garden, you'll remember that, and then you get that impatience because you want to, yeah.
Also, just the pleasant feeling of it reminds.
Yeah, the pleasantness and that. Yeah, yes, okay, just the pleasantness of that. Yeah, creates a pleasantness that reminds you of the person. Anything that reminds you of them.
Right. Chitrangada, Mahabharata comes, Bhishma was seeing that Vichitravirya was moving after he died. See in the garden, you remember that Vichitravirya was at that time alive and he was with his queens.
Okay, when he sees the garden, he remembers Vichitravirya. Okay. Okay. So it's be represented on the stage by anubhavas, such as sighs, thinking with downcast face, sleep, drowsiness, desires for lying down, and the like.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai.